what are all the moving parts in this? I'm sure it is not just we're going to tell people to turn their computers off at night and letting it go at that.
No, what we've done is actually deployed a solution to cover the enterprise worldwide, in which we'll do the shutdown at a certain hour, depending on the local time. And then we'll wake up a window at night so we can do, we do a lot of centralized patching and scanning and things and maintenance. We open up a window, then we do a shutdown, and then we'll wake up computers so they're ready to go for people in the morning when they arrive.
What is the challenge for trying to manage that over literally every time zone in the entire world?
It's a lot of work. What we did, though, is we took an approach where we wanted to provide flexibility because of all the different locations we have and their operational needs, the different time zones. So we worked with each post, as well as our central management facilities that do a lot of the central work back here in Washington, worldwide, to be sure that we were flexible enough and we implemented specific policies for each and every location.
As you examined this, where did you start with a network that large and that spread out? I imagine that was probably consideration one.
Yes, it was. It definitely was. We wanted to be sure that we had a solution that was we could deploy centrally, however, have the flexibility to manage all the different requirements worldwide. Where we work, we manage the enterprise network as well as monitor the enterprise network and Active Directory for the network. So we were aware of the challenges since it's in our business to do so.
Is this solution something that you had designed for you? Is it something that you did internally? Is it something that you were able to get off the shelf?
No, it's something basically off the shelf.
And so it's the deployment and so on from that angle, you didn't have a big rollout turnaround time kind of thing?
No, it was actually pretty quick. We have a decentralized model, so what we did is we made it mandatory to have it on every desktop within the department through our procedures that we have in place. And once that was done, you know, it took off, and we saw the savings go up and up as we implemented policies worldwide as we worked with each location.
It strikes me that when you have one solution for the entire enterprise rather than a bunch of different ones, that's much easier to manage from here in Washington, especially, as we said, in your situation where you have posts in every single time zone, every single country in the world just about.
Yes, absolutely, because then you have to deal with each and every post and whatever implementation they came up with, as well as you always have vendor support as well.
Did you have
with made up homegrown solutions.
Were there any autonomy issues or cultural issues where people said, well, I think the way we're doing it's better, so we ought to just keep doing it our way?
There are, but the thing is we were at the mindset as well, is we said, well, if you want to keep managing your solution, you can keep it in place, but since we do a lot of things centrally, we still need the ability to report as an enterprise, because otherwise you'd have to do data calls to do all your reporting of the savings you're making, which, you know, is a lot of resource hours. But also, we need to be able to wake up, because we're doing a lot of patching and scanning centrally. So we have to be able to wake up centrally so we can accommodate that.
So there was the perception of some flexibility, but also there were some pretty heavy incentives to go along with this program.
Absolutely.
All right, that makes sense. Now, you want to do this for every single computer in the department. Is that
workstation?
Is that a real goal, or is that a stretch goal for every workstation to be included here?
No, actually, we're fully deployed now. Our 95% of our desktop computers are now deployed. Of course, there are roughly 5% because of operational needs or 24/7 operations that we have. But that 95%, we call that fully deployed, and so we are covered.
So if I'm coming to you from another agency, Jerry, and I'm saying, I've heard about this is we need to do the same thing, I'm starting from scratch, where would you tell me to go first? What would you tell me to look at first? And what would you maybe tell me to do differently than you did now that you've had the hindsight of being able to do it once?
Well, one of the big things we looked at when we were doing our market research and everything is we have a centrally deployed SCCM solution, which is the systems configuration management from Microsoft, which we is our infrastructure for doing our patching and reporting and things like that. Our solution integrates with that so that patches can kick off the wake up and the shutdown once the patching is done. So that was a big thing for us, and as well as the flexibility. So it depends on what they have deployed. I know some solutions that other solutions that people may have is not SCCM, but they have built-in power wake up and shutdowns built into them. So you have to take a look at what you have in your inventory and what works best for you.